Listen up, athletes. Let's talk about your genetic body type, your somatotype. This is a primary determinant of your triathlon performance. In fact, it accounts for roughly 28.6% of the finish time variation we see in male Ironman athletes. Now, while your training volume and raw talent are absolutely essential, don't overlook your genetic blueprint. It heavily influences which race distances you are naturally suited for right out of the gate. Here is the core thesis. Different triathlon formats demand distinct physiological adaptations. This creates specialized physiques. And remember, these aren't fixed limitations. They are variables we can optimize through targeted training. Let's look at the data. Research identifies an ideal male Ironman somatotype of 1.7, 4.9, and 2.8 on the ectomorph, mesomorph, endomorph scale. Take note of those numbers. What does that translate to in the real world? A tall, lightweight build. We're talking approximately 11% body fat. This physique is optimized for aerobic efficiency, superior fat metabolism, and that critical, optimal power-to-weight ratio. In contrast, look at the Olympic distance specialists. They require a more muscular physique, sitting between 7 and 10% body fat. This build is necessary to sustain explosive power and those higher intensities. The physiological demands scale directly with distance. Sprint races require 88 to 98% of your lactate threshold intensity. Olympic races demand 85 to 95%. But full Ironman events, those are sustained at 60 to 75% threshold over 10 to 14 hours. Breathe, pace, execute. This intensity gradient explains exactly why Ironman athletes develop leaner, endurance-focused bodies, while Olympic athletes prioritize muscle mass and glycolytic power. Body composition directly impacts your performance across all three disciplines. Let's break it down. In the water, higher body fat can actually enhance buoyancy and cold water insulation. Meanwhile, broad shoulders and narrow waists reduce drag. Keep that body position tight. On the bike, performance hinges on your power-to-weight ratio. This is particularly crucial on climbs, where each extra kilogram requires 3 to 4 additional watts to move. Efficiency is key. Running is the most weight-sensitive segment. Each additional kilogram increases aerobic demand by 1% in the trunk and 10% in the legs. That costs you roughly 4 seconds per mile. Protect your legs. Notably, lower body fat distribution correlates more strongly with slower race times than abdominal fat. Know your metrics. Your VO2 max shows a strong inverse relationship with body fat. It is roughly 47% heritable, but here is the good news. Athletes with higher initial fat mass often experience the greatest improvements through consistent training. Crucially, I need you to hear this. Genetics are not destiny. Consistent triathlon training actively reshapes your body composition. We are decreasing endomorphy and increasing ectomorphy through your work. Shifting these components by just one standard deviation can improve your Ironman finish times by 28 to 30 minutes. That is race-winning time. Strategic training also induces profound physiological adaptations. We are talking increased mitochondrial density, expanded capillary networks, optimized Slotwich muscle fibers, and structural cardiac remodeling that lowers resting heart rates during prolonged effort. Gender significantly alters how body type influences performance. We have to look at this holistically. While somatotype strongly predicts male Ironman results, it shows minimal correlation for female athletes. Women rely more heavily on training adaptations, demonstrating superior fatigue resistance, higher lactate thresholds, and more efficient fat oxidation during endurance events. Additionally, women's smaller body size provides thermal regulation advantages in hot conditions. And that naturally higher body fat percentage, averaging 23% compared to 14% in elite males, can significantly benefit swimming buoyancy. the performance gap between genders narrows in longer distances, particularly as female participation and training quality increase. Keep pushing. Environmental and psychological factors further modulate performance. Taller, leaner athletes with longer limbs typically excel in warmer climates, while stockier builds with shorter limbs perform better in cold conditions. Adapt to the elements. Altitude training, particularly the sleep-high, train-low method, enhances red blood cell production without compromising your training quality. Psychologically, long-distance success correlates strongly with harmonious passion rather than obsessive drive. Love the process. Over 6 months of dedicated training, athletes report significant increases in positive emotions and mental vigor. This proves that psychological resilience develops alongside physical endurance. Here are your critical takeaways. First, align your race distance with your natural physiological strengths rather than fighting your genetic starting point. Second, prioritize weight management and power-to-weight optimization. Excess mass disproportionately penalizes running and climbing performance. Third, embrace structured training to actively reshape your body composition toward distance-specific ideals. Consistent effort yields dramatic physiological and performance improvements. Finally, recognize that female athletes benefit more from training quality and metabolic adaptations than inherent body type. And all athletes must integrate environmental preparation and mental conditioning into your training regimens. Ultimately, success in triathlon comes from understanding your unique physique, training strategically to enhance its strengths, and leveraging science-backed adaptations to maximize performance across your chosen distance. Now get out there and execute.